about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there.
Our brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal. Generally speaking, it is easier to say no to things than to say yes.
Yes, it is.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today on Saying Yes.
If you get asked to do something and you say no, you can just continue doing what you've already done, what you're already comfortable with, what already you know you can be successful at. And then we can think about different sorts of yeses. But generally speaking, the yeses we're talking about now are ones where there's some opportunity for you to engage in some activity in the future. And the question is, are you going to engage that activity? And by saying yes, are you going to engage in it wholeheartedly? Because I think there's a way of saying no while saying yes that people also engage in, where they're afraid to say no because they're afraid of the consequences of saying no, but then they don't really put they don't invest their full selves in that activity. They don't really put all of themselves into it. And so they don't succeed. So they said yes, but then they didn't really do the things that were necessary to succeed. So now when things don't go as well as they might have hoped, they've got a good excuse for why they don't go so well.
And I think we should probably clarify that we're not talking about just the verbalization of the word yes. It's actually talking about, as Art was just saying, accepting a potential opportunity when the outcome is uncertain. I think to varying degrees, for different people, the idea of uncertainty is not always a comforting idea. And no. And if somebody says, well, would you like to do this? And think, well, maybe I would, but maybe I wouldn't. And so now I have this dilemma that I have to say, okay, I will do it, risking that it might not be good or it might be good. Or I can say no. And as Art said a minute ago, I'm right here. I'm feeling pretty good right now. Yeah. Why would I risk messing this up by taking on something that I can't predict the outcome?
Yeah. And so then the question becomes, what is the criterion that someone should use to decide whether to say yes to an opportunity? And one possibility is to say, well, I'm only going to say yes to those things I'm pretty sure I already know how to do. I already know how to succeed at. And the danger of that is that one of the ways you learn to do things is by doing them. And certainly with certain kinds of activities, like say playing a musical instrument, we create opportunities to practice. But any musician will tell you that just practicing isn't really like performing in certain key ways, so that you can never be truly prepared for a performance opportunity just by spending time in a practice room. And I think that analogy holds for almost every activity for almost everyone.
Absolutely.
Until you've actually done something, you're never really ready for it. And so the criterion that we really want to aim for is not, do I think I can really do this already? But rather, does this opportunity afford me enough time and space to succeed by learning as I go along?
Yeah, I think what you just said is so important about what it means to be prepared to take on a new challenge. Because I think a lot of times educational institutions at all levels, maybe inadvertently, but nevertheless mistakenly, convey the idea that I'm preparing you to do this job as if on the first day on your job, you will already know how to do everything. Well, that's ridiculous. And as Art's saying, performing anything, whether it's playing music or programming computers and writing code or whatever it happens to be, each circumstance presents unusual aspects of the job that you didn't anticipate. And the real key to whether you're successful or not isn't whether you know all the stuff before you even start, but do you know enough that you're well prepared to learn as you're beginning the job? The attitudinal component of that is undervalued when we teach people things in school, because we don't cultivate an attitude of, I'm ready now to try something, accepting the idea that it's not all going to go perfectly. Because we often inadvertently, but again, very successfully, convey the idea that if you're well prepared, then everything's going to go great. Well, actually, no, it's not. And right. I say that with great confidence, right? Yeah. I mean, feeling well prepared doesn't mean nothing's going to happen that you didn't anticipate. It's that you are now prepared to roll with whatever it is that you didn't anticipate, which is a subtly but importantly different thing.
That's right. What separates very successful people from less successful people is not their preparation. It's their willingness and ability to recover from unexpected events.
Yeah.
And so I think it's really important for people to be willing to step into situations that have a certain amount of unknown to them, with the confidence that that situation will enable them to learn what they need to learn to succeed. And so the way to evaluate whether you should take on an opportunity is not really just about your own abilities right now. It's actually about the situation you're placing yourself into. So if you are in a situation in which someone expects that you will never make any mistakes, run away, because no one is completely ready for the things that they've been put in front of. But if you're in a situation in which there are other more experienced people that you can engage with to teach you, that people acknowledge that you learn on the job, those opportunities are ones you should grab onto.
Right.
Because that is the ideal circumstance for creating success for yourself in the long term.
Next week, we'll continue our look at saying yes by talking about personalities, gender, and openness to experience with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. You can subscribe to the podcast of Two Guys on Your Head on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, and check out the new book, Brain Briefs, where Art and Bob take on a variety of topics across psychology. David Alvarez is our engineer. I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.